Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. recently welcomed India to Washington for the first U.S.-India strategic dialogue. Speaking about the dialogue after meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New York, President Barack Obama said, "We've elevated our ties. We've committed ourselves to a new partnership between our two countries." During the strategic dialogue, the U.S. and India discussed how to grow their already strong economic partnership. Annual trade in goods and services between the U.S. and India has grown nearly fivefold since the year 2000 to just over $100 billion. There is potential for that figure to reach more than $500 billion in the years immediately ahead, said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Bilateral trade is also poised to grow substantially, as are employment opportunities for people from both countries. With regard to security matters, U.S.-Indian cooperation continues to grow. Both countries have agreed on a new 10-year defense framework and also on a shared strategic vision for the Asia-Pacific and Indian Ocean that stresses security, maritime law, peaceful resolution of disputes, and economic connectivity across the region. The U.S. is one of India's largest defense suppliers, and both countries are partnering to develop and produce advanced defense systems. On energy, both countries are trying to grow economically in ways that are green and clean. What is clear to everybody, said Secretary Kerry, is that the choices one makes in order to grow green and clean do not mean a choice between growth or the environment. Both can take place simultaneously. Indeed, the U.S. is providing $30 million over 5 years to scale up renewable energy integration into India's power grid. On health, India and the United States are striving to end preventable maternal and child deaths in developing countries. Meanwhile, the U.S. and India have begun a new discussion on oceans conservation and are also building an important partnership in the crucial area of internet governance. Together, said Secretary Kerry, we can help to shape a world that is more secure, peaceful, and prosperous than it was before our efforts came together.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.